This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. We had no autumn. I was digging at frozen soil in my containers to switch them out for the holidays, and the water in my rain barrel never got emptied before it froze. Sheesh. That said, our soil, once frozen down a couple of inches, is ready for added mulch. You may ask, why do we wait for the ground to freeze? Well, you're looking to stabilize the soil temperature. But why? If the soil warms up, then gets cold, then warms, and so on, that creates heaving, which can lift your plants right out of the ground, exposing the roots to the brutal cold, which can kill them. Think of mulch as a little blanket. Especially tender perennials like Zone 5 plants and newly planted plants whose roots are barely established. Having deciduous trees leaves us with plenty of leaves. Shredded leaves make great mulch that decomposes too. I tossed leaves from the street into my pollinator garden before they could go down the storm drain. If you do use leaves, you might consider adding some nitrogen next spring, but get a soil test first. Straw is a great insulator, but you may find some weeds in the spring. Marsh hay is a good mulch with generally no weed seeds. It's also a little harder to find. Shredded bark, not chips, makes a good mulch too. If you have pine needles, lucky you, they're wonderful insulators. And you can use grass clippings too, as long as you skip the lawn chemicals. Personally, I love using shredded leaves and grass clippings because they're free. When you pull them off next spring, you can throw them in the compost and the wonderful cycle of life continues. Or you can just fork them right into the soil. When applying mulch, remember to think donut, not volcano. If you pack the mulch snug up to the trunk or woody stems, you're giving a critter a place to live right next door to a food source. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.